If there's one thing that we all know about me, it's that I'm constantly fixating on my health.
We know, baby. We know.
It's like I'm always trying a new thing. I'm trying a new diet, a new workout, a new gadget. Just trying to find out what really works and what's fact versus fiction.
Yeah, and I'm constantly researching, usually for Taryn to look up some new illness or ailment and try to calm her down. But also, since being in my 30s, I'm really focused on getting my health in tip-top shape, realizing how I eat and how I move is going to affect me, not just right now, but 10, 20 years down the road. And with us wanting to have a baby this year, health is just more important than ever to us. So all of this research has finally led to something good. Let us introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter health choices every week.
And you don't have to take our word for it. Avid podcast fan Stephanie left an Apple review that says, "The Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast is a life-changing, science-based, myth-busting podcast that's a must-listen for anyone who eats food and wants to understand how it affects their body."
If you're ready to join millions of others like Stephanie transforming their health, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Staying Up with Cammie and Taryn. I'm Cammie.
And I'm Taryn, and we get to have a sleepover every night. But every week we invite you to join us. So thanks for staying up.
Thank you.
Hi girlies.
How we doing?
Sheesh.
What's the goss?
Sheesh. My friend just figured out sheesh was a thing. He didn't know.
Oh my god.
Actually, two of my friends at once.
These last couple weeks, whoa, I haven't felt old. I've actually kind of felt young because people our age and like our peers are not feeling old, acting old, like not knowing sayings. They're talking about discovering sayings.
You calling them out is amazing. Not feeling old, acting old, looking old, smelling old.
No. Want to make a podcast? Spotify's got a platform that lets you make one super easily, then distribute it everywhere, and even earn money. All in one place for free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters, and here's how it works. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else podcasts are heard, and you can even share video podcasts on Spotify. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. And best of all, it's totally free with no catch. It's been so great for Taryn and I to record and publish our episodes ourselves from anywhere. So if you're ready to start your podcast, give it a try. Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started.
No, they're not at all, but they are like not knowing terms and phrases, and yeah. I'm realizing that I don't relate to that. Like, there's definitely things that I don't say, or there will be random things that I don't know, but I don't want to know.
Yeah,
but like the bulk of them I get.
Yeah,
so I just think like I'm never gonna feel bad for laying in bed watching TikToks for hours because it keeps me young. It keeps me fresh.
Absolutely. And when we have kids and we're out there wittying or doing whatever the little kids are up to at their cute little age.
Oh my god, they're gonna hate us. They'd be so
I don't think that. I
Taryn,
think
you're delusional, honey.
If my dad gwittied, if I willowy saw my dad gwittying, I would think that was hilarious.
Taryn does not realize that she has a unique New York, unique
New
has
York.
A unique relationship with her parents where they never had like turmoil. Like if she gets in even a slightest little attitude with her parents, she's like, what is happening? We've never been this way. She didn't have like the typical teenage angsty period with her parents.
No.
So when I talk to her about like inevitably our kids could easily be that way, it's not a reflection of us or our parenting. She's like, nope. It's not happening. So I'm so scared for the day where our kids go, ew, mom, you're so embarrassing. She's going to be like, return immediately.
No, I just feel like, I don't know. If our kids said it, that's so embarrassing, mom, like, ew, I'd be like, okay, you're delusional.
Wow, I got a dumbass kid.
Oh my God, this one is weird.
My kid is not cool.
Yeah, I'd be like, you're so embarrassing, you little twerp.
Yeah. Yeah. That is something I have realized, that I don't actually think I want our kids to think we're cool. I've kind of realized that like the parents who kids think are cool are typically the parents who are like, are not actually cool. They're like stuck in that weird phase.
My parents are cool.
This is, your parents are an exception. It's okay. So different. Okay. It does not count.
I'm like, My parents are cool.
No. Absolutely not. That okay. You guys have this special thing where like y'all are friends. You've always been friends. You always will be friends. Mm-hmm. We want to hang out with your parents more than they even want to hang out with us. Fair. It is different. It does not count.
Okay.
But I remember the parents that I was like, oh my God, they're so cool. We're like only listening to Top 40. Mm-hmm. Like they were.
My mom listened. My parents listened to Top 40.
Yeah, that's true. Well, like so did I though. That's the thing.
Okay.
Like. They were too like they were like me, and they shouldn't be like a 14-year-old to be a cool parent. Like the cool parents are like more, they have their own thing going. Yeah, like, they're cooler.
Matt and Beth, our friends, are cool parents.
Yeah, it's like I don't want you to actually know all the phrases and the terms because that probably makes you not cool.
Yeah,
I don't know. And then like the kids who parents think are cool are typically the kids that other kids don't think are cool. But you're like, oh, you don't realize that you're so cool. Like you are so interested in something that. All these little kids don't even realize are cool.
Yeah.
But you're the cool kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's all kind of backwards. Kids who look cool are not cool. Parents who look cool are not cool. People who look lame are cool. Science.
Whoa. My brain is breaking.
Got a little woohoo there, baby. Oh, I have an update on woohoo from last episode. It is confirmed that I got it from my mother. I got it from my mama.
I got it from, yeah. You
I was talking to her. I forget about something woohoo.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. Oh, I was talking to her about a book and I was like, it's a little, and I like went to laugh because I was going to say woohoo to her. And I was like, it's a little woohoo. And she's like, oh, I love a little woohoo. And I'm cracking up and I was like, mom.
No, you didn't say it first because she said it unprompted.
But I was describing the book.
I know, but you said like, it's a little weird or not weird.
I did say woohoo and she's like, yeah, I really like woohoo. And then I'm laughing and I was like, mom, you know, it's not woohoo, right? And she's like, what? And she thought, it's like, she didn't get that I was saying it, that is not a term. And I was like, mom, the term is woo woo, not woohoo. And she's like, no, it's woohoo. I'm pretty sure it's woo. And I was like, it's not. We've been saying it wrong.
And then it was so cute. She's like, it's woohoo to me, so it's woohoo. And it's like, that's so true, sis. Like,
yeah,
whatever you need it to be is what it is for you.
Oh, that's also why I call, what's the wine? Place in all airports.
Vino something. Yeah. Vino Volo.
I've always called it Vino Vola because my mom says that.
Oh, shame. That is adorable.
And I think I like am a little bit dyslexic because I just don't fully read things. Like if I read someone's handle on like Instagram or something, oh, this is really bad in Tumblr because it's like there's no spaces between the words. Yeah. I would make shit up. I would read the first three letters and you became whatever those three letters would like hit in my head.
I love.
Anyways.
I have to say this before we get too far, but it's so funny you say that like when I have a little scuffle with my parents that it's like, I think the world has fallen apart.
Yeah.
The other day we had a little scuffle over the phone.
Scuffle is dramatic too. It's like, that's not even that.
We had a little
kerfluffle.
Yes, that makes so much more sense. We did not have a scuffle, let me be clear. We had a kerfuffle and I don't even, it doesn't matter what it's about, but they tell upset us. Me
they, oh, of course
they did. And we got off the phone and I was like, that was kind of mean. Oh, that was kind of rude. And you were like, yeah,
you're right.
I you were like, that was kind of like,
whoa, don't say that. Dina,
she did.
I would never.
She was like, you were like, yeah, that was a little like, I see why you're upset kind of vibes.
Yeah.
And then
I got you, baby.
And then
my eye is watering so bad. If you guys are watching, I'm sorry, I'm not crying.
I picked my phone back up.
Yeah.
And I called my mom
immediately. She's like, I'm gonna call him.
And I put it on speaker and I sat in Cammy's office like, Cammy has to hear me do this.
And I'm nodding my head like, you got this. Yeah. Good job.
And I'm like, hey, are you with dad still? And she's like, yeah.
They knew it was coming too.
And she's like, I was just about to call you back, Tara. Like, that felt weird. I'm sorry. And I was like, yeah, but I want to tell you and dad what I'm thinking. So can you get dad? And she's like, yes, honey. And then she went and got my dad and then they put me on speaker. And then I was like, the way you just handled that really hurt my feelings because it felt like X, Y, and Z and D and L. And so, yeah. And then they were like, we totally understand. We love you. And I was like, okay. And they're like, we're so sorry. And I was like, okay. And then we changed the subject and it was fine.
Were you and your parents always like that when you felt, because I feel like as a teenager, very emotional, like very sensitive. Not you specifically, everybody.
Yeah.
But
go on.
Sorry, my brain went elsewhere. But
where'd it go?
I went, in my head, maybe you more so than others, but
I was more what?
Sensitive.
I was not like a dramatic teen.
Yeah. I feel like you've kind of been neutral. Like, I feel like you probably didn't have those like extreme moments. But anyways, no. To my point, were you guys always that way where you would feel some type of way affected by something they did and then immediately come to them and be like, this is how this made me feel? Or was that like a skill you grew into?
No.
I feel like a lot of people don't have that. My parents upset me, I tell you, and then I'm not calling back and be like, this thing that you did hurt my feelings. I literally just don't say anything.
You'll tell. Yes, you do. Like, if your mom says something that rubs you the wrong way, you'll say it immediately.
Yeah, but it's not the same conversation. It's like, that's not cool, mom. And then she's like, you took me the wrong way, Cam. And then I'm like, okay. And I'm like, I gotta go. And then I hang up.
That's more accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't think we always did that.
Yeah. Because I think that's an important skill for people to have with their parents.
Yeah.
Sharing their feelings and being heard by their parents that a lot of people probably don't have.
I think that this is going to sound wild, but backing up. When I would fight with my dad when I was younger, my dad and I are really similar.
You guys would fight a lot.
And we would fight a lot. Not like a lot, but when we would fight, it would be like big feeling.
Yeah.
And like, because I thought I was like on his level, I think.
Yeah.
Like it was that. Like I never wanted to be like the kid. And I would always like if my dad would say something to my mom that I thought was like kind of weird or something, I would like, which he never was weird and nothing ever weird happened. But like.
Yeah. But like parents
bicker.
Yeah.
And if he like if it was ever him against my mom and I you heard it, yeah. I would like fight for my mom.
Yeah.
And then be mean to my dad. And my dad's like, Taryn, you're the kid. Stop.
Yeah, back off. It's my wife.
I would literally be like, okay, dad, classic. Like, you always blah, 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 blah. Like,
oh my God, scary.
I know.
I'd be scared of my kid.
And then my dad would do it to me. We would fight. He'd be like, okay, Tara. Oh. Like, we would talk like friends fighting.
Yeah.
And then my mom would have to break it up. Wow. We would both go to my mom.
Yeah. Oh my God, opposite.
Yeah.
My mom and I would fight. And my dad have to fix it. Mediate it.
But my mom never mediated. She would just be like, I hear you, honey. Okay. I hear you. And then she would be like, Steve, you need to apologize to your daughter, blah, blah, blah. And then the next day, my dad would always call me, like, on his way to work.
Cute.
And he'd be like, hey, Bear, how are you? Like, we would never, like, really talk about it, but we'd just be like, all right, well, I love you. Like, are we going to hang out tonight or whatever?
Oh, cute.
And then we'd move on.
God, I remember one fight ever with my dad. We would never, ever fight. But my mom and I, we would go at it.
Yeah, you guys still kind of go at it sometimes.
Yeah, we do.
You're very, like, your guys' styles are similar, which I think is what gets you into, like, little moments, you know?
Yeah.
I love you.
Love you.
What?
Nothing.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Abort. I've hit a dead end in this conversation. I need to turn the ship around. I love you.
Anyways. What's on the agenda for today?
Well,
how have we been feeling? What have you been up to?
We're both hitting a double period situation right now.
No, back to back, which arguably might be worse. We were so synced up. We would like start within hours of each other or like a day at most. Mm-hmm. And then somewhere along the way, we shifted and now I'm coming to the end of my period, which has been a miserable fucking period for me.
Yeah, you've
anxiety, depression, pain, anger, hopelessness, sadness.
Did I turn my microphone off?
I don't
know. I hope not, man.
But you sound like a commercial for like side effects for.
Do you have? Blah, 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 blah. Well, you may experience them worse or it could help. Gamble. Take this pill. Yeah, it's been rough.
Cymbalta. It's always Cymbalta.
It's always Cymbalta. I don't even know what that is, but it's either. Always. Or it's Cologuard.
Love that guy. Dude, I fucking love the Cologuard guy. What's his name? I feel like he does have a name.
I think his
name is Colin, maybe. I think I just named him.
My eyes will not stop watering today. Oh, they've been shame. Oh, it's my allergies. It's not just me.
That's
what I guess it is me, but I like to blame it on something. What the fuck were we just saying?
Cologuard, anxiety, depression, period.
Oh, yeah. But I'm coming to an end of mine, and Taryn is about to dive right into it. But she's partying in Vegas all weekend with the boys.
Oi. Let's go, boys. Dish out the money. I don't know what do boys do.
You're right. Like, you don't know.
Yeah, true. I've never been on, like, a boys only trip to Vegas, though.
18, 17 men and Taryn.
That sounded scary.
It is a bachelor party for one of my sweetest best friends in the whole wide world, Anthony. And I am excited, and I have some sort of nerves coursing through.
You have nerves?
A little bit.
I think the period in the hotel with all the men.
Yeah, I think there's two sometimes on a trip. Nerves before a trip are normal.
You should leave a bloody tampon in the toilet. Just see what happens.
It's I'm staying in a room with, like, besties. So that's fine. I'm not.
Yeah. You've lived with both of those boys.
Yeah. And Kevin, which I haven't lived
Who's
with.
Who's all in the room?
Kevin, Tyler, and Sean and me.
Stunning crew.
But I will probably be. The way I said that.
You scared me. What was that? I don't know what just happened. I need a break.
No. Stay here.
Wait, I need a tissue. She's crying.
Come back, please. She's crying.
It's not running down my face. What was that? It came out of nowhere.
I was saying something, and I, like, took... I'm trying to explain it to you. I was saying something, and I, like, took a deep breath in the middle, and I was like, huh, or so, and I, like, made a noise, but then in my head, I sounded like that meme that I used to love where the girl is crying on the voicemail, and she's like, I love you, and and then it's the race car. So I just had all that in my head, so I was kind of doing a lot, and I wasn't saying a lot.
Okay,
sorry.
I'm back.
I look crazy. I gotta see myself.
I think you look really cute.
Oh my god.
Honestly, if you're listening, you just go dewy. Watch I do look
you.
Dewy.
I should cry all over my face more often.
Okay, Dewey Lipa. Got her again.
Oh, my God.
Got the bitch again.
What is it about me that I just cry so hard when I laugh?
I don't know. I love it, though. I don't see it often, and I loved it. God. I loved it. I don't even know what I... Oh, I think it's normal to get nervous before a trip sometimes. And my nerves on this specific trip are coming from... I might be on my period, and it's a all day, both days pool situation.
It's tough.
Which is just a tough on the group.
It's just a lot.
Especially
if it's like the heavy days. Oof.
And it will be the heavy days. Ugh. I do believe I might have just started spotting.
Oh, well, that's good.
Before I came down
Get
here.
Get it out, baby.
I did see.
Oh, yeah.
He's pushing it out. He's like, get it out.
Did you too when you did that?
No. Okay. I would tell you. I would tell all of you for what it's worth. We're all at this sleepover together. My peepees, you will know when I toot toot. However, my second bit of nerves is surrounding the fact that it's so many guys.
So many men.
Baby, your voice was like shaky when you said that.
Yes, I'm throwing up and crying.
Many men.
Oh, it's that explains song. It. Okay. So I'm just like, I know all of them, all the guys.
Wait, do I have bookers?
Yeah. Like a little? Yeah. The other nostril. I know all the men, and I think it's going to be really the men, the boys, the guys, the big boys. But I do, you know, you don't know what the vibe is like on a guy's trip. You know.
Yeah.
It's different energy.
Yeah.
And what if they're like, let's go to a strip club?
Then you buckle up, baby, and you get to that strip club. And
I
will,
but I'm saying, like, I haven't seen my guys be that way. That'll be enlightening for me.
Yeah.
If we get there. And that's not this group's MO. I don't even think that that will happen.
But it's 18 people.
Yeah.
Where I feel like when you went to your other friend's bachelor party,
uh-huh,
it was like a clear vibe set. Vegas has an opportunity for like a lot of different vibes. Yeah. And it only takes really, I feel like, one person to rally the troops, like get raging.
Yeah, I can see a little boogie. Sorry.
Shoot.
I'll be honest with you. Okay, she's getting it out. Yeah, but now there's another one down in this bottom corner.
I told you I was snotting all over my face. Let me see one more
time. Gone.
Is it?
No, it's not there anymore. It boogied its way out.
Stop. We're snot again.
Sorry. So anyway, that's where I'm at.
It's going to be so fucking fun.
How are you?
Lean in.
How are you feeling about me being gone for the weekend?
I feel great. I'm down for a little bit like alone time. I have a lot I want to clean.
Yeah.
Hang out with friends.
Yeah.
Are you gonna sleepovers with
friends?
I was just
gonna say, are you gonna have some slumbers?
Yeah.
Love it.
Gonna have a little, I'm gonna throw a fucking rager. Just kidding. But yeah,
That'd be cute to see if you did throw a little rager without me. I'd like to see what that would be like.
Oh my god, that would be sad. I would not do that. But yeah. I will have friends over.
Fun.
That's all. That.
Okay. So you're just gonna have a nice little weekend, mm-hmm, with you and your little gal pals.
Little gal pal party. While you're having your mal pal.
While I have my dick.
Nope. Nope. Okay. Don't.
While I have
nope,
my.
Nope. 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 Beep.
While beep. Okay. Great. Should we move on to our sleepover activity?
Yes.
Okay. Any good sleepover starts with juicy questions that are so zany, so silly,
so goofy, kooky.
So
doogie.
Goofy, dookie, deep.
So we're going to do that.
I have found an article. 15 epic sleepover questions for great sleepover conversations.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready.
There are 15 questions. I think we should answer 5. Okay. So here, they're numbered 1 through 5. Mm-hmm. Or they're number 1 through 15. All of these. And you need to pick one, and that will determine which number we answer first. This is so nerve-wracking here at this.
Oh my god! Lucky number sleepover. 7, baby.
Lucky number 7. What was the very last thing you texted someone?
Well, I don't have my phone, so. Shame. Oh, but I do remember. I was texting the group chat a smaller group chat within a group chat, mm-hmm, for my friend Heather's bachelorette party. And we were talking about, well, I don't know if she'll listen to this and I don't want to ruin anything. We were talking about decorations. Cute. And I sent a little thought to the group chat.
That is so sleepovery.
And then I text my boyfriend, Michael.
And said,
hey, baby.
Hey, hot stuff. I want your.
No, stop doing that. It's disgusting.
Okay, sorry.
Cut it out.
Okay, my answer to that question. Or do you ask me a different one?
No. Answer it.
Okay. The last thing I texted someone was, I fucking hate this guy. And it was about.
Wait, really?
Andrew Tate. Which is true.
Yeah.
He just got out of jail and I was sending my guy friends this like crazy video of him being out of jail. And he's crazy.
Juicy.
Juicy question.
It actually said, I love this guy.
No. But I did say something he said made me laugh and that pissed me off.
Yeah. You're like, how fucking gross.
Yeah. Okay. Number 14.
14. What's it gonna be?
Who is your celebrity crush? You can't say you don't have one.
Ugh.
She's not a celebrity crush kind of gal. But.
I just don't. Like, I think literally it all stemmed from growing up and like not realizing or being outwardly gay yet. That I was like, everyone's crushing on these boys. I don't have these feelings for these boys.
Yeah.
Like I've said this so many times publicly, but I had a J14 picture where they, like, in the center of the magazine, they had like the celebrity things that you could hang on your wall.
Which I find upsetting because I worked for J14's competitors.
I know. Sorry.
Tiger Beat and Bop.
But you worked there like once I was too old to be reading the magazine. So
fair, but my legacy.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
Backwards legacy.
But I had a poster and one side was Paul Walker and the other side was Jordana Brewster. And I would hang Jordana Brewster. And then anytime like someone was coming to my room, I would flip it. And but it was like obvious because there was like this, you know, like the sticky, like gummy stuff was on both sides of it. Like it was clear that I like, I don't know.
Honey, that is so sweet.
Yeah, she was one of my first celebrity crushes. And then she was in the movie Debs, which is like so gay. So really worked out for me.
There's nothing in my heart sweeter than picturing you like frantically flipping that J14 poster.
I don't ever think it was frantic. I would just like sometimes it was up. I'd be like, oh, I just think she's cool. Like Fast and the Furious was out. I was like, I love this movie. I love the cars and the races and the fights.
Well, then why did you flip it?
Because it was like, Paul Walker, so hot, I love him.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Because I was like, I don't want anyone to know. But I don't remember being scared.
Yeah.
And I, like, did I even know that I was, like, obsessed with her? I don't know. I wish I could go back to that moment and be like, what was I thinking? Because I'm not really sure.
That, yeah, in my head, you're when you flip it, it's you're doing it, like, Fast and Furious, kind of.
Okay. Funny.
Funnily enough, my celebrity crushes were Paul Walker.
Like, for real, for reals.
Yeah. Paul Walker, Heath Ledger.
The classics.
Zac Efron.
Classics.
They all look the same.
Yeah.
Basically. Heath Ledger was a little edgier than my normal, but Paul Walker is like the epitome of guy.
You like
that
a
I
good smile.
Yeah.
You like, they all have very sweet smiles. Zac Efron kind of throws a wrench in there, but he has had so many different looks.
Yeah, but
he's a shapeshifter.
But general Zac Efron was very high up there for me.
Yeah.
But like buzz cut Paul Walker is like, shame.
Can get it. Wait, who was your first female celebrity crush?
I think it might have been Missy from Bring It On was up there
my
for me.
God, yes. I watched that scene. Wiping off the tattoo.
The scene for me is when she first puts on the uniform and she's at the door and they're like, Torrance Shipman is like, take it off.
Oh my
and she's
God.
Like kind of dancing at the door and she's like too like cool for school, but like also you can tell she's like feeling cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. That scene is like singed into my brain. And also,
wait, did you have a crush on who plays her brother? Paul Rudd. Is that
no
that's wrong,
it's not Paul Rudd.
What is his name? I don't know people's names. I'm so bad. But he
his
has that
Cliff Pantone in the movie.
He has that vibe of male actor that
no
you
he reminded me
smile.
Too much of my brother at that age.
Oh,
that
ew,
was like
okay.
Jason's exact
oh, my, oh
vibe.
Wow, okay, ew, sorry.
And he liked the same music and okay. like the whole thing.
out of here.
But I loved that because it like felt like oh, you're my brother. Like it felt like quirky like that. Because I saw him as my brother, too.
Wait, what? But Missy, then you would be Missy in this scenario. But you wanted Miss... Whatever.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. When you like girls, you can either want to be them, be with them, or both.
In, on, under, around, up.
Mm. Frank didn't like that. He made a very loud grunt noise.
All right, next question. Here, this time I'll pick. Oh. You read. Our next zany sleepover question.
We lost one.
We'll go to that one next. Four.
Four. What was your most embarrassing moment?
Oh, I hate that question.
I hate it too. Next.
Next.
Like, I don't fucking know. Every day of my existence.
12.
12. If you could go back in time and change one thing, what would it be? Whoa.
Are you talking about your life? Should we talk about our
just
life?
Just our lives. Okay, not, okay. That's too much. Like, there's so many things. Just your life. And no, like, I wouldn't change anything.
That's
like, sure. Of course.
Wildest sleepover question. None of these are juicy enough to
None
be sleepover questions, but we're still going to do them.
You did not vet these questions.
Not
at all.
This is the top article.
Yeah.
SEO did this to us.
Yep.
One thing I would change. I don't know. Do you have any?
Oh my God. Wait, I just got a sneak peek at number 15. Would you rather become a TikTok star or an Instagram influencer?
What would you pick? What would you pick?
Neither.
What would you pick?
Wait, we're answering the question. If I could change one thing, in all honesty, it would be to like not hold myself back so much in high school and college. I think I was so caught up with like, who the fuck am I?
Yeah.
I was so confused and like overwhelmed, and it made me really, I don't know if shy is even the right term, but just like, I didn't know, like I couldn't just be myself because I didn't know who myself was.
Shame.
And I think it really held me back. I was like really afraid to get close with people. And just, yeah, I like, I regret that so much. I really think I didn't experience a lot of really great things because of that. Mm-hmm. And then I like, when I dated my first girlfriend, I felt like I had discovered part of me. Mm-hmm. So I just put everything of me into that and just like didn't focus on friendships and other experiences. And like, yeah, I think I really held myself back, which is a bummer. That's all right. Sad.
Yeah, that is sad. I wonder what we can do about that now.
Nothing. I think just not hold myself back more. And
I know.
There's not like, I can't, I'm not going to like go back to college. or
have you seen Billy Madison?
Yeah.
Have you seen The House Bunny?
True.
You have so many options, babe.
True.
Have you seen Legally Blonde?
Didn't go back to high school.
You said college.
Oh, yeah. What? But then Billy Madison.
He went back to elementary school.
Yeah. Back to school.
To look like Adam to my dad that I'm not a fool. I got my lunch packed up, my shoes tied tight.
You are Adam Sandler.
I don't get in a fight. Oh, back to school.
Perfect.
Back to school.
There it is.
Yeah, I love
it. What would you change, Bubba?
So I think I might want to have gone to like some high school parties. I never went to high school parties.
Wild.
Yeah, I think I wish I would have done that. Even in college, I didn't do that. So I think,
God, we just want to both like let loose and go crazy.
I want to let loose. Yeah, I want to let loose a little bit.
Yeah.
Past me, I want to let loose.
Yeah. Which is really funny. And I think this is something that we should really keep in mind when we have teenage kids, that they're going to fuck up. They're going to do crazy shit, but like let them experience it.
Yeah.
Keep them safe.
Yeah.
But like, let them experience life and encourage them to experience life in a safe way.
Yeah. It's just that, like, my parents were never not encouraging it.
It
was a me thing. So I'm like,
totally. I'm just saying, like, it to keep us not being like overly strict. It's not because of our parents that we were that way. But
yeah.
Doesn't mean we wouldn't be strict or something.
True. Okay, one more cue.
Yeah.
You pick it.
Your phone. Well, 3 is right here, so I'm just going to grab this because my favorite number. Is it bad quest?
No, it's pretty good.
I mean, they're all kind of like.
Okay, wait. I'm going to do just a different one. I'm going to go 13.
Okay.
If you were ruler of the world for just one day, what would you do?
I hate this cue.
Okay. The other one was if you won the lottery, what would you do?
I hate these questions.
I'm really sorry. Is this a dud?
It's a dud. They're not juicy.
Well,
no, we're just going to roll with it.
I should have listened to this being the header image.
Oh my God. Sweet. Precious.
It's just two gals that are
eating pizza.
Not children. I'll say that. So what? Like, it's not like a silly sleepover game for kids, which is what I was thinking. Like, I was thinking like high school.
Exactly what that is. Like, no, this is like middle school. We think we're being crazy asking each other what our texts are. You know,
so stupid. Sorry,
but
everyone.
We're gonna redeem ourselves next week because I bought the Hot Ones hot sauce kit. True. I've been wanting to try this forever because I have claimed that I'm like so good at eating hot things and not being affected by them. So we are gonna take y'all's questions next week so you can kind of like juice them up.
Yeah.
Hot sauce them up,
yep.
Spice them up. And we are going to try to eat the wings with hot sauce and answer juicy questions. So
I can't imagine I'll get past 2 or 3.
You're going to be fine. You got this. So send questions over on Instagram.
Yeah, we'll post a little, we'll post a
little QQ. So make sure you are following her Instagram so you see that story, because I'm so, guys, I'm so excited for it.
That's at Staying Up Pod on Instagram and TikTok. Okay. The real reason that we wanted to have like kind of a nothing activity is because we have two big updates.
We just have too much important stuff to get to today.
The listener stories that y'all write in about are great. Always. But the last two have gotten a lot of attention.
Y'all ate that shit up.
One.
Nasty.
I slurp it up. Feel sick. Penis. Oh, Regan's looks so cute. Mm-hmm. So we have updates on both of the stories.
Yeah, we do.
I'm going to give an update on my girl. You're going to give an update on your
rivals.
Girl.
And yeah. I'm going to give up. I'm going to give up. I'm going to give. Yeah, give updates on our little Parisian love.
So why don't we start with Parisian love?
All right. Don't mind if I do. Let me pull this computer over here so I can read the email.
So remind us what happened when we had this gal, Stacy, over at our last sleepover. What did she tell us about and what's new? What's up?
So if you missed it, this is from
last episode.
Last epi. Our friend Stacy, quote unquote, wrote in about how she developed a crush on her classmate in college. I think she's a sophomore. Don't remember details, semantics, who cares? She developed a crush, but does not know if Anna, the crush, likes her back or not, or is even queer. She has no idea.
Yeah, it doesn't.
They've had moments where they're like about to kiss. They're hanging out and like watching movies together. Anna's invited her on a trip to Paris. And she's can't figure it out. She's feeling like she has no game, does not know how to ask her, does not know how to go about this. She's a lot of straight male friends who have no help. Yes. As Ryush.
They went dancing and there's like a moment of like, are we going to kiss? Are we not? And they didn't. And she just doesn't know if this person's queer or not.
So we got a little update. I can't like see because of this light right now. It's actually so bright. So wish me luck. She started with saying, but first I would like to say that I have learned from my mistakes and am a lot more cautious now about handing my phone to the boys when I show them someone I like, which if you know, you know, listen to the last step. Okay. So after I sent you that email, a few weeks went by, me and Anna were still texting a lot, but I have this other guy friend. Let's call him Luke.
Okay.
Girl, you got so many friends. Luke was also one of the friends who would come with us to Paris. I don't know what it was, but at some point during my exam period, I really got the sense that Luke and Anna were texting a lot.
Fuck.
Oh my God. I did not expect this. Okay.
Damn it.
So I asked Thomas about it, and he said that he knew they were talking a lot, but he also said that Luke told him Anna wasn't his type. Okay. I didn't really think anything of it after that. I also figured that if Anna wasn't queer, which I still wasn't sure of, I couldn't really be upset by this. I think you can be upset about your friends dating someone that you have a massive crush on.
True.
But we'll get into that. I was, however, slightly irritated with Luke because he did know how much Okay.
Annoying.
Same page, yeah. Exactly.
Stupid Luke.
Fucking Luke.
Luke.
Get out of here, Luke.
Luke.
Fast forward to when we leave for Paris. Everyone is there and we go sit on the train. We're going
to Paris.
There's six of us. So let me paint the picture. We have Stacy, her crush Anna,
stupid
asshole Luke.
Fluky Luke.
And another friend are in four chairs facing each other. And the two other friends were behind us. We start talking and laughing as you do. And at some point I notice the way Luke is looking at Anna.
Shit.
It was kind of precious now that I think back at it. But in the moment, my brain just said, fuck. Aww. So I text Thomas and I'm like, what is going on? And he says that he knows they have been on a few walks together during the exams. Wait, that's cute.
Fuck, shit.
Don't make me like Luke. A few walks together during the exams and that every time he's at Luke's place, Anna's there as well.
Damn it.
So I'm kind of bummed. There were three rooms in the apartment that we rented. There were six of us, three guys and three girls. But there was one couple, so we split the rooms between me and Anna.
Woo.
She's with Anna. Me and Anna, Luke and one of my best friends, let's call him Lewis, and the couple.
Luke and Lewis?
Yeah. Luke and Lewis should get together.
Yeah, that sounds cute.
This is great. It feels like Luke some 1D fanfic.
Fanfic.
Fanfic. Okay, wait, where am I?
you're hitting this on the table.
Oh, sorry. Okay. At night, Anna constantly comes laying very, very close to me.
Anna is mind so confusing.
You, I know. Mind you, this apartment is like 10,000 degrees and she didn't have a lot of clothes on.
Whoa. Hot.
I'll leave that up to your imagination. It's running, baby. So I'm laying there with her head on my chest. Oh. Biggest gay panic of my life. The entire night, I couldn't sleep because she wanted to spoon and be the little spoon. And there's only very little space for us where it was appropriate for me to place my hands. I was so confused. The first day, Anna and Luke walked together the entire day. And I'm not going to lie, I was kind of jealous. But I spent the entire day walking with Lewis. So I really did have a very fun day. Still, I did wonder why she would act like that at night and then spend the entire day with Luke.
Oh, she's scared too.
Yeah. That night, the same thing happened as the night before. And again, big gay panic. The second day, I noticed that Anna all of a sudden was walking next to me the entire time and kind of was ignoring Luke.
Ooh.
The night we were all chilling in the living room, drinking wine and just vibing. Sounds so fun. My head was laying on her shoulder and I looked at her and she kissed me. But just a peck. At night, the same thing happened as the night before. Me and Anna walked together.
Wait. But there was no, after the peck, they just had another cuddle.
And this is like them all hang out in the living room together, drinking wine. And she's like laying on her and gives her a little kiss.
Ooh, juicy.
Me and Anna walked together the entire third day as well. At some point, the rest of the group wanted to go sit down and have a drink, but Anna wanted to walk around some more, so I went with her, and we spent a few hours just walking around and stuff. After day three, it was time to go home. I was going on a trip with my family, and she went on a trip with her other friends. Okay. After the trip, I heard from Thomas that Luke was kind of pissed at Anna because he really did like her, and apparently after the Paris trip, she was completely ghosted him. Anna and I still watch each other. Sorry.
I was like, oh my
God. Anna and I still saw each other at least once a week after the trip. And she kissed me a couple of times when she was drunk.
Oh.
But after a few weeks, I moved on because I was pretty sure she wasn't into me like that. Anna's confused. We talked about it after and she said she did know I had a crush. She did? Yeah. And she also said she started questioning her sexuality when she met me.
Whoa.
But that she is pretty sure she's straight. We're still close friends, though. Things are still a little awkward between her and Luke. There was a point where Luke and I actually started talking a lot and hanging out. We have a lot in common, but I have a rule about not dating in my friend group. So that ended pretty quickly. I'm sure I left some things out. It's been a while. Sadly, this story didn't end in a rom-com like happily ever after. Wow.
Aww, well,
she included some pictures for us that we can look at. We'll look at it separately.
I know, but I really quickly do want to just get a visual.
Here, wait.
Anna and
so,
me.
This is Luke.
Yeah.
That's her and Anna.
Aw.
And then the three of them. Little throuple.
Aw, you guys are cute.
You know what? You say that this didn't end in a, like a rom-com like fairy tale ending, but this was a classic story. This is how it's anticipated something going more. And I think it's fun. You got like a few drunk kisses. I'm glad that you let it kind of fizzle because Anna clearly is on her little journey of self-discovery.
Yeah.
I don't want her to break your heart. You know who you are.
Yeah.
You're not discovering your sexuality right now where it can be really hard to be that for somebody when you're already figured it out. I think this is cute and it's fun and it's like very interesting and it's something that you'll probably look back on fondly and it didn't end in this massive heartbreak, which is kind of nice. And that to me is a fairy tale in the real world.
You seem unscathed, which we love.
We love.
Maybe a little scathed, but
yeah, I mean, I'm sure you
not big scathed.
Yeah. I'm glad there was no big blow up in Paris between you, Anna, and Luke.
Yeah.
I'm glad it was like a little bit fizzled out and everyone kind of just did their own thing. Because this could have gotten really freaking messy and it didn't. So
it's kind of also exactly what we thought that like she was questioning. She was kind of like, maybe not. And we were right. She was feeling you. But
yeah,
is also not sure if she is gay or where she lands. So she's just kind of like, I think I'm straight, but I like this person a little bit.
Yeah. If anything, so, big win for you. You had somebody who like fully thought they only liked men and then they met you and you're so fucking awesome that they were like, Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
So I think this is a win all around.
Thank you for this story. Loved it.
Yeah. And we wish you all the freaking best.
Okay. Now for...
You doing it off your phone?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Let me back this up.
So I reach back out to our friend, our sleepover buddy, our PB, and I asked for an update. I said, y'all, the videos we posted of your story, people are so invested and demanding an update.
Will you give a little quick background on who they are?
I will. The short background of the story is that a friend wrote in, said that her and another girl were rivals in high school. They were on the same volleyball team, but like hated each other vibes. Then years later, saw each other on Bumble, matched, were being funny with each other and like, oh my God, so embarrassing. You matched me, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, you swiped me too. And then they started having sex over a bet. So it's all been very competitive, very like, kind of like,
it's so hot.
Yeah, it's so hot. They're being like, oh, who can get each other off faster? Who can like da 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 da?
Yeah.
So it's very cute. But it's definitely staying in this competitive zone. And they have started to do more date-like activities, but are still being like, this is not a date. You'll know when it's a date, is what the other girl said to her mm-hmm. at the end of this mm-hmm. last time. Is that a good summary?
Two episodes go if you would like to hear the whole thing.
So she says, hey, oh wow, holy shit, that's nice of everyone, but that also tells me I truly did sound like an idiot.
No,
people are just invested. That is not the case.
Yeah.
I think everyone will be very happy to know that not long after I sent that email, I got my shit together and asked her on that date.
Let's go.
She said yes and was only a little upset that I beat her to the chase.
God.
I was gonna ask you eventually were her first words after looking flabbergasted, and I went, well, you were taking too fucking long. So she was like, yeah, okay. We tried to hide it from our friends for a while, if only to keep them from clowning us a little longer, but they inevitably found out a few weeks later. And yes, they absolutely did clown us and bring... I love clown us. That's yeah. a fun... Okay. And yes, they absolutely did clown us and bring up our stupid high school rivalry, but they're all supportive and think we're great together, probably just because they're entertained by us. LOL. We've been dating for about 2 months, and unsurprisingly, we both struggle a little bit with openly showing affection that doesn't involve pulling at each other's pigtails, and we're trying to unlearn that.
So cute.
But the upside is, the fact that we're both built like this means we understand each other really well, and yeah. we are extra patient and with each other, which is really nice.
Cute.
She helps me out a lot with errands that are technically easy, but I find annoying, and quietly cooks for me when she can tell I'm tired. So she makes it easier to breathe sometimes.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. We gotta shut it down. That is the cutest thing ever. Fuck.
I thought it was just gonna be like, she pokes fun at me when I can't do this, and like, but I know she loves me. Oh my God.
I'm also
God.
Like, what are you talking about that you don't, you have a hard time showing affection? Well, I mean, maybe with each other, but the way
doesn't
you just wrote
like
that was
it.
Beautiful. Okay. You said, makes it easier to breathe sometimes, which is also nice. We're very much acts of service people rather than words of affirmation. So although we still struggle with saying how we feel about each other, I like to think we're good at showing it. For now, it's enough. Shame, this is so beautiful. Oh, but recently she told me she loved me for the first time while I was in the middle of making us coffee by saying, and I quote, good morning, I love you. If you look at me right now, I'll kill you.
Oh my God.
Dude,
I love these people.
We should not have shared this, and we should have made it into a rom-com and
yeah. reenacted it.
Okay. Good morning. I love you. If you look at me right now, I'll kill you. Which doesn't sound romantic, but I found it really fucking cute. I said it back, by the way, by making sure to look back at her very obnoxiously saying, I love you too. I will stare at you until we die. What the fuck shit is this? It's so beautiful. And then
is this real?
I don't know. Now I'm starting to think it's not.
It's too good. It's too good.
And then she called me annoying and took it back. She'll deny it if you asked, but she definitely blushed.
Oh my God.
And everyone, always remember, if you've been rivals for over 5 years, you're not rivals anymore. You're just gay.
Okay, this was too good. What?
This is like really well written. That is a
tagline for their movie.
Then it says, thank you for reading my story and to everyone for being interested in our stupid bet and idiocy. I hope you'll be happy to know that being in love has not and will never stop us from trying to beat each other's asses at everything.
Oh, we know.
You beat that ass.
You beat that ass.
You beat that. Nope. Sorry.
I was going to take it too far.
Wow. I don't know how.
I just cried this whole episode. We laughed. We cried. We got emotional. We giggled. We shared silly secrets.
Our deepest, darkest. Wait, I'm so happy for you, both of you, wow. Honestly, but I'm really happy for this second story to just say, like, I'm proud of you for putting the pride down and being willing to open yourself up to this person, but also you're still doing it in your way. Like, yeah,
staying true to themselves.
I love.
Me too.
Wow. Juicy. There's your update.
Please, if you would like to send us in your stories, your advice questions, your juicy gossip, email us at stayinguppod@gmail.com. This is so fun. We have the best time hearing these and learning about you guys and getting updates. I'm sobbing.
I can't wait to watch this back and see you just like instantly start bawling.
That got me. That was too good.
That was crazy. No, I'm talking about earlier. Your weird tears.
My weird tears? Rude.
So sorry. That was so rude. I meant like it was for something weird. That was mean. Fucking hell. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean that.
Whatever. You're weird, dears.
I meant like, you get what I mean?
Not really weird.
I'm saying weird tears because it was like not for something that would normally cause tears.
Yeah, but I laugh when I cry.
I know.
Cry
I'm telling
when
you.
I laugh when I cry.
I laugh when I cry. Cry when I laugh. But I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm just kidding. I don't give a fuck. That was so fun. God, thanks. I love those stories. Okay, guys, we will see you next week for our spicy Q&A. Send in those cues. Head over to our Instagram. Sweet dreams. See you next week.
Love y'all. Thanks for staying up. Follow, like, subscribe, rate.
Bye.
Do whatever you can. Please hurry. Hurry. Did I tell you about the conversation I had with my brother this weekend?
No, what?
We were talking about how crappy our parents' betting is. And he was like, wait, I have the best betting. And he's like bragging. I was like, where'd you get it? He's like, Quince. I was like, brother, I got ours from Quince too.
I get the like competition of like, I'm going to put you onto something. You're like, I've been knowing. I don't want to say I made Quince happen, but I feel like everyone's talking about it now. And I've been using it for years. I was trying to gatekeep it. I stumbled upon them when I was looking for those cashmere sweaters.
Yeah.
Because all of them are like $300. And I'm trying to be a savings girly. And I found Quince and they're only $50.
Yeah.
So I assume they had to be sacrificing on quality or something had to be off.
Yeah.
But the quality is amazing. And they also only work with safe and ethical manufacturing practices. You're getting everything you want. They just cut out the middleman and that's how you get the savings.
I also feel like they're a one-stop shop for basically anything.
Yeah.
It's like I said,
did you know
bedding.
Jewelry?
Yeah.
Everything. And that blanket we got, that knit blanket is from them.
The best, comfiest blanket I've ever had.
They have everything.
If you want to give yourself the luxury you deserve, do so with Quince. Go to quince.com/staying up for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/staying up to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Once again, quince.com/staying up.